Blog Talk Radio.
Radio and choking is just completely apropos. Get into more of that in a minute if you care, for those of you that care. But yes, broadcasting live from the old wooden shack. Scraping my talons along my cold white marble coffin, dragging myself out to host another show for you. And it's really more of an update show, so let me turn to the quickly to the north, to the south, to the west, and to the east, the four directions of this planet Earth where I have listeners, and I do have them, all over the world. And of all the listeners that I have all over the world, you need to be helping me a lot more. Keep updated at Facebook, Radio Miss X, on all of that. To get all your Midnight Monster movies with Miss X for your weekends, you can also get all your crazy, wacky, world of stories there, of all the weird things that happen on this planet. So, they're still outside having their little backyard thing. I never get to use my yard in the past 16 years because every summer it's monopolized. So it's only going to be like a complaint all night long, but it's an update for you. The show is on a bit of a summer sabbatical, which I was hoping was going to end as far as new shows here on Night Owls Radio. I was hoping it's going to end August 15th. But no, as I am perpetually in college, and this is my sixth summer school session in a row, that's right, 6 years, sixth summer school session in a row, there isn't enough chocolate or whiskey or whatever in the world. Not enough in the world. I'm telling you, I am just getting so fed up, disgusted with it all. Now, those of you who have children, who are now adult children, and went through college and got their 4-year, 6-year, or 20-year degree, and I don't care if it took them 25 years, you're thinking, oh, Jesse, this hard. You have no idea, unless you've done this yourself, you have no idea how difficult getting this 4-year degree has been and continues to be for Miss X.
I've talked before about working outdoors in two, count them, not one, two winter polar vortexes where I had to work outdoors, no car. I haven't had a car since 2008. I don't even have a decent bed. I haven't had a decent bed since 2017. I have this extremely hard cot that I believe came from like a Sears type of company where I had to buy this foam mattress just to try to sleep. It is so hard and horrible that you can't, it hurts to sleep on, basically. And I used to think, ho-ho, I wonder what that would be like to work 45 hours a week and go to college full-time at the same time. Wow. Well, I found out what it's like, my darling chiller thrillers. It is constant motion. I am in constant motion. I have absolutely no time to do anything because I have no car. I'm this little servant doing laundry. I don't have a house. I still don't have a house of my own. My milestone birthday is coming up, and I made a list of things that I would love for my milestone birthday on October 10, 10/10. Yeah, let's start with any type of broken-down car so that I no longer have to spend another 11 years. 11 years, I said. 3 hours a day just to get back and forth to work. I literally fell asleep with papers in my hand, and I heard this noise, and it woke me up. And you know what it was? It was the papers falling to the floor. Yes, that, as I look at my pink rose skirt, which is very long, because I lay all my clothes out for the entire week ahead of time because there is no time for anything. You want to donate? You want to help Ms. X? Do me a favor. PayPal, w.weish@yahoo. That's w.weish@yahoo.com. That is the PayPal address so that I can get some real housing for the first time in 16 years. I had nightmares about the applications I've put in apartments, by the way. And based on past experiences, I'm still having. Just had one last night, the recurring nightmare. When you work 45 hours a week and you are in school full time at the same time, you don't literally do not know if it's night and day. There have been times I have woken up through this hell where I don't know if I'm supposed to go to work today, where my mind is at, because you're waking up all crazy hours of the night. Night owls, you know that. So I'm just going to play you an old show called Macabre that you probably never heard of. It's Macabre, old radio show. And do me a favor, don't tell me your problems. Everybody's telling me their problems. When I come to them for help, basics, money, car, housing, stable, I emphasize, stable, loving roof over your head. No husband, no boyfriend do I have, but yet all these people are telling me their problems. They're always telling me how broke they are, when really they don't know what broke is. Because being broke is one thing, having no money is one thing. Having no money and having huge student loan debts and no one, no friends, no family on top of all that is totally something else. And there are many times where I say, wow, why am I even bothering going and continually going for this degree? I've had to repeat three classes. Count them, three. One of them I will be repeating this fall for the third time. Because the tutors left me messages like, they fell asleep, quote. That's what they left me meant. They fell asleep. Whoops, didn't get your message, Ms. X. This is the college tutor. I fell asleep. I would never suggest that anyone go back to college over the age of 40 unless you have a very great support system. And have I said this before? You're great on sleep deprivation as you don't care about your health. So if you qualify for those three or four things, then you can go back to college and finish your degree, your degrees, after the age of 40. You think it was hard for your kids, or maybe it wasn't hard for them, and they just slid by all these algebra, math, computer courses? Okay, great. Great. But this is like the never-ending nightmare. When you are this age and you are still going through these college courses, do you think it's hard when you're, I'm laughing. Do you think it's hard when you're 19 or 20? I'm here to tell you tonight, you have no idea. You have no clue. If you would like to meet Miss X and see for yourself what I go through, I would be, on a daily basis, I would be glad to meet with you and show you. I don't need Uber. I don't need a bus. I don't need a taxi. I need reliable people who can give whatever they can give, be it a food train, be it a, hey, you know what would be nice? A meal once in a while that I don't have to cook myself every single night for the past 35 years on top of all this. You know what would be really nice? Getting a chance to go to the park for longer than 10 minutes every several months. Women with babies and strollers get out more than I do. I've noticed that. You want to help? PayPal, weish@yahoo.com. Because really, over here at the old wooden shack, we've had it. We've just really, really had it. How many times have we just said, quit all these courses? How many times? I can't count how many times. And if you have, you know, I wake up because of the acid that's building up in my throat with acid reflux. I have things where I cannot even eat anymore. People at work are trying to give me different things and options constantly because I'm coughing. I'm coughing at work. There's so many things I cannot eat with this. So if you think you have problems, please don't tell them to me. Now, last few minutes, we're going to listen to Macabre, the Man Mirror, old time radio show here on Night Owls Radio. Enjoy and happy streams. Maybe he's the car from the scary movie, The Car. Maybe that's why he wasn't slowing down on the road. Woohoo! Go into the hallowed ground. Run to the cemetery. Remember that? Run to the cemetery. No! When the car was after him, and the big, dark car. And the movie hit the car. Oh, yeah. And what do I always tell you? Oh, do you know what I always tell you? And don't I always tell you at the end of every show? Until next time, I told you I'll be back tonight. I always tell him I'll be back. I said, I'll be back. Until then, happy screams. Happy scream.
Don't tell me about any pizza either.
Pizza can't have that anymore. Tomatoes. No. Green face fresh time can't have that anymore. No. No. Have some ice cream on me this weekend.
Oh, they can do my coffee.
Ice and marbles. Thank you.